Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Joining me on the line right now is Kyle Monty. Kyle Monty is from right here in Luling, Louisiana. He's the founder and CEO of HapTech Incorporated. Kyle, thanks for making time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
Absolutely. We have a lot to cover, but not quite enough time to do it all, Kyle. So I want to talk about your military contracts and stuff in a bit. But what really got my bow tie spinning when I saw this press release is the Stryker VR technology. Reading from the press release now, Martin Hawley, who actually, now I'm realizing if it's the same Martin Hawley, I went to college with Martin. Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, holy cow. Okay, so Martin said the Maverick, which is designed by Stryker VR, one of your companies here, is not just a virtual reality accessory. It's a portal to sensory critical mass. With our technology, you're not confined to a couch or a screen. You're actively immersed and engaged in your virtual environment. It's the duck hunt gun of VR, only this time your whole house is the game. So I feel like maybe I can, if I was in an elevator and I was having to explain this to somebody quickly, I'd say like, it's a duck hunt gun. It's like a gun that you hold with both hands. So if you're doing virtual reality first-person shooter in your house, it's like an augmented reality tool almost. Like, you know, when you go play Pokemon Go, and you would point your phone at the real world and you'd see little monsters running around. This is kind of the new form of that technology, but it's for first-person shooters. Is that a right way to say this?
Yeah, and look, you know, first-person shooters were, you know, kind of the lowest hanging fruit, if you will. You know, there's a lot of games that kind of deploy that that play style. So that was, you know, where we put our focus starting out because we had a technology that could produce these, you know, realistic forces that, you know, felt like recoil. You could do these little tertiary haptic effects to, you know, make feel like the, you know, the environment you were playing in was vibrating through the thing you were holding. Right. So we started with the Arena Infinity. It was the blaster before the Maverick, the one that you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And it covered location based entertainment, LBE for short. And then now we've moved on. We've kind of stair stepped it down to consumer. And the consumer model, you know, obviously has, you know, because the, you know, the consumer would buy this, it obviously has a lot more rich input. So we actually don't just consider it for FPS. We also consider it for institutions. There is a university, Stanford, that is currently using the blaster for, you know, mixed reality. And there's a bunch of other people that find the technology really exciting because it brings so much immersion to the user and so much rich input into the simulation.
This sounds awesome, Kyle. I'm really excited. Like I said, I saw the press release and I was like, whoa, that's awesome. I got to get my hands on one of these things. Your company is called HapTech, which is kind of a play on the word haptic when we talk about haptic feedback. Can you explain what that is for people listening who don't know what haptic feedback is and why that might be cool for them to experience in a gaming situation like this?
Sure. So haptics, you know, you can kind of be more familiar with it, like a, you know, a keyboard press. You get that click when you press, you know, a key on your phone keyboard, and there's a little a buzz from a motor inside the phone. So it's not purely a mechanical, but it's an electromechanical simulation or the feeling that you get back from that key press that doesn't, you know, the key doesn't really exist. So you get that sensation. So that's what a haptic is. And there's tons of that. You know, the old light gun, we were talking about duck hunt, just a minute ago.
Right.
And, when you, that click of the trigger, that's a haptic effect. It's just a slip haptic. So the trigger slips, it makes you feel like a hammer's fallen, but there is no real hammer there.
So I'm imagining my board operator, Colin, here and I, if we each had one of these Mavericks and we're here in the office and we can kind of be creeping around corners and, you know, like doing missions together and stuff. But the office is the space that we're playing in. It's an actual real life space that we're playing in, but it's dressed up through through this the virtual reality system. That's so cool.
So there's three games out for it right now that the consumer can purchase. It's Undercover, Tower Tag, and Laser Limbo. Laser Limbo is very close to that indoor laser tag experience, right, where you'll have your headset on, but the Quest 3 has front-facing cameras, so you can see your surroundings. And then the headset overlays things on your surroundings. So you can, you know, duck behind objects that aren't really there and find cover as you're actually playing in your real environment.
Great. Okay, so I see it looks like they're retailing for about $499. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And that seems pretty competitive to me when I look at other virtual reality headsets and things like that. I mean, that seems like a competitive price.
Yeah, we think so. The headsets are generally priced around the same, and we're trying to also bundle. So we're putting together packages for the games themselves. So not only will you get the blaster, but you'll get a game or two along with the purchase of the blaster.
And who are you primarily thinking is going to pick these up here, man? Is this for like more casual gamers, or is this something that's going to appeal more to VR enthusiasts?
Yeah, these are VR enthusiasts. These are like prosumers, as we'd call them.
I'm sorry, you call them what?
Prosumers.
Oh, prosumers, like consumers, yep. But they're pro consumers. Is that it?
Yeah, but they're professional consumers. Yep.
Cool. Great. All right. Look, we got more to cover here. We're going to take a quick break, Kyle, if I can hang on to you just another 8 or 9 minutes here. Great. Let's step away and get another look at traffic and take care of some biz. We'll come back and finish up with Kyle Monty right here in Luling. And apparently in business with one of my college buddies, Martin Holly. Neat. We will talk more with Kyle about what his company is doing for the United States military development and research projects, moving their inventions from prototype to product after a decade of local engineering. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Tommy Tucker today. Happy New Year to you and yours. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, you're right. Right back here on WWL. Kyle Monty is my guest. He's a founder and CEO of HapTech. Welcome back, Kyle.
Hi.
Let's talk about what your company is doing with the United States military. I see here in 2024, you landed $11.5 million in U.S. military research and development projects. What are you doing for the military?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've expanded our technology into the use of drop-in kits, and they were originally used in surrogates. And so drop-in kits take live weapons. You field strip the weapon, so it's like normal cleaning, and then you put our kit in, which has our linear motor system, and it converts that live weapon into a training device. So this allows for the Army to have a smaller footprint when they're moving equipment around, because they can actually just use the real weapons to train, and it makes their training more homogenous.
That's amazing. So you can take an actual field weapon, strip it, and then put your, what do you call it, the drop-in kit?
Yeah, our drop-in kits. Yeah.
So that way
we call it our ERS line. So it stands for Electromagnetic Recoil and Instrumentation System.
So it goes from being a live fire weapon to something that you can use for training purposes instead, and nobody's going to get hurt.
That's correct. And then just like the, you know, some of the technology that's in the Maverick and that Arena Infinity blaster I told you, it's basically using similar technology, a little more advanced, but it's a similar technology, and it's creating recoil and also other haptic effects that you might experience on the real weapon under different scenarios.
That is amazing. Congratulations to you and your company. This all sounds so exciting to me. I'm a big technology guy.
Thank you.
So glad I got a chance to talk to you. Do me a favor. Will you tell Martin I said hello?
I will. And I'd love to give a shout out to GNO Inc. too. You know, they've been champions of HapTech for about a decade now.
Yes.
And they're really helping us push forward with the quality jobs program and Fast Start. So we can't, you know, be thankful enough for their support.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're big fans of GNO Inc. here at WWO. We know all about it. Good luck to you and the rest of the team. Kyle, really nice speaking with you this morning. Happy New Year, and take good care.
Happy New Year to you, Ian.
All right. Thanks so much.